So
good times.
Yeah, yeah. So it's getting close to Krima.
Oh no.
As the fat one calls it. And we are awaiting the arrival of the fat one. And that's not Santa Claus.
Does he drive a red sleigh?
Sure he does.
Is the Ford Explosion a red sleigh?
It's the Chevrolet Red.
Oh, is it now?
It's sleek, stylish, and the envy of all your friends.
Santa is going to roll up right here in the Hatlanta in a big red sleigh. I love it.
He is. No, he drives the Ford Explosion.
I don't even want to know how that got that name.
Think about it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It's sleek, stylish, and the envy of all your friends.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1013 of the BFO for Monday, the 19th of December, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and I have got a stack of cash. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, weenies. Big Freddy, what the hell is that? Well, y'all, I'm going to tell you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's been quite the weekend, and I'm going to report on the weekend in just a few minutes. But, y'all, I hope you've all had a cocktail weenie or two, or if not, just a cocktail. Yes, Big Freddy, we had cocktails. We had a little cup of holiday cheer. And but, y'all, I have got some cards that I need to get open. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, full disclosure, because that's how we do it here at the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, please put your closure back on. y'all, I am recording this part on Saturday night because, y'all, I need to open these cards so that I can get the reply cards in the mail before I head out to the Hatlanta, because, y'all, I have decided I'm going to drive halfway on Sunday and stay at the Horror Hotel on Sunday night. And once I get over there, I'll record the weekend portion of the little show. But now, y'all, if I haven't read your card by the end of today's little show, I didn't get it before Grandma. But y'all, that doesn't mean that it wasn't that was a solid. That doesn't mean that wasn't an important card, because it was, y'all. It just means Big Fatty got out of town before he got a chance to read it. Now, y'all, our first card, y'all, it's in a silver envelope, and there's a hummingbird with a gold seal on the back. And, y'all, it's from Baltimore, Maryland. Y'all, Baltimore, Maryland is the area where retirees, there's going to be an increase in retirees on the 31st of December, y'all. And, y'all, inside there's a, oh, my, this is a fan. Look at this. My, this is a fancy card, y'all. It is a snowball. No, yeah, it's a snowball. It looks like a bowling pin, a bowling ball, with the three pieces of coal in it. And y'all, there are 10 little penguins sitting there. And y'all, you open it up, and it, oh, look at that! Look at that! Y'all, the bowling ball goes, y'all, it is the glitteriest card, and it's wonderful. And the bowling pin moves around, and it knocks over the little penguin pins. It's like bowling. And y'all, it says, strike up some holiday fun. Merry Krima, Big Fatty. From Big Fatty. It's written in English. Couldn't you read English? It says, from Stevie Me and Denny, too. And y'all, we all know that Denny is really Warren, but Big Fatty calls him Denny for some reason. Y'all, that is the cutest card. Y'all, it's an action card. It's an action card. Oh, dear Gussie, we love an action card. Stevie B and Denny, that's just lovely. And y'all, I think they are up in the, or at least Denny is up there in the New York cities this weekend, along with the patron saint, Ron Prada Soho. Dear Gussie, well, Stevie B and Denny, I'll have to get a card out to you. Y'all, the next one is it's a red envelope, and y'all, it is from... Alexa, hell, I don't know Alexa. And y'all, I have a feeling I know who this is from. And y'all, we're going to open it up and see right here, see who it is. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it is a snowman. And the snowman is throwing up his hat. No, he's not like vomiting his hat, he's just tossing it in the air. And, y'all, it's a glitter card. Y'all, I love a glitter card. Yes, McFaddy. Oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, it says, celebrate the season. And, y'all, season has been crossed out. And it says, celebrate the bacon. Oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, it's from that Tim in Alaska and Brian. That's his other half. Yes, McFaddy. And, y'all, it has the annual Crema letter in it. And, y'all, I'm not going to read the Crema letter, but y'all, if that is just a beautiful house, just beautiful. And y'all, they're showing pictures of Tim in Alaska going, on his trip to Mexico, and there are all kinds of, Mexicans and all. There's all kinds of pictures. I don't see Big Fatty's picture on here where he went to, where Tim in Alaska came to see Big Fatty, but y'all, I'm sure it's mentioned in the. I'm sure it was an oversight, but anyway, Tim, thank you so much. I can't wait, y'all. I just love to read the Crema letter from Tim and Brian. So I'll have to get a card out to them, and so anyway, y'all. The next one is from Connecticut. Connecticut, you know, we have a large contingent from Connecticut, and y'all, it's about to get larger because old Biba's about to move up there. And by the way, Biba, send me your address so I can send you a card, because I don't have an address, and you gave me a card, but I don't have an address to send you a card. So anyway, y'all, this one it's a penguin, and y'all, it is a glittery card also. It's a glittery penguin. And, you open it up, and it says, bring on the memory and have a fun-filled Crema. Happy Crema, love, Ken and Vinny. And it says, Big Fatty, thanks for all you do for us. Hugs and kisses. Well, Ken and Vinny, thank you so much. We will get that we'll get a card in the mail to you. And, by the way, be prepared for old Biba to move up there. And y'all, our last card is going to be from someone who's going to, have a little Tanqueray and tonic, for Big Fatty, later tonight on Monday night. Cause y'all, I've been invited to the home of this person. For Monday evening. So y'all, we're just going to see what this is all about. Y'all, it is a little girl. It's a little girl writing her letter to Santa Claus, and she's done eating his cookies. Baby, that sounds vulgar when you say it. And y'all, there's a lovely fireplace. By the way, y'all, it has turned cheery. It has turned cheery. Here in Charleston, and y'all, you open it up, and it says, what does it say?
Oh. Hello, Santa. Just to tell you, I'm a big fan of. Hope you bring me just what I ask, or I'll keep the fire on and burn your ass.
Big Fatty, that little girl's vulgar. Y'all, she was singing "Hello Blitzen." Let's just sing it together, shall we? Hello Blitzen, hello Santa. Just to tell you, I'm bigger, fatter. Hope you'll bring me just what I ask. Or I'll keep the fire on and burn your ass. And it says, happy ho-ho to the fat one. Thank you for calling, George in Atlanta. Y'all, that's just lovely. Y'all, and that's just lovely. Y'all, and y'all, since George in Atlanta has mailed this to me, y'all, and I'll be seeing him. Maybe I'll just take his card to him. And y'all, that'll save me a stamp. That'll save me a stamp. Oh, dear, like I said, you know how Big Fatty loves to save a stamp. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see, y'all, we have fast-forwarded. And, y'all, it's probably going to sound a little different now because I am sitting in the Hara Hotel. Oh, I was just testing the micro hoist there. Because, you know, I know my grandson, who has unsubscribed, by the way, you know, sometimes has trouble hearing me. And I was just doing a little mic check by thumping the snowflake micro hoist. But, you know, well, maybe I'll set it up here. It's a little bit closer to my mouth. Big Freddy, I should have done this earlier. Dear Gussie. But anyway, y'all, I am sitting in the Hara Hotel at the moment, and it is Sunday. I say Sunday night, I have caught up. The weekend is about to come to an end, and let me see what happened after I recorded that pod about with the cards. I addressed those cards and I stamped all but George's. George is gonna get his in person, y'all. Oh, y'all, that is a prime rib sandwich, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But y'all, I address those cards, and y'all, I did not go out. I did not go out on Saturday night because Granny and Miss Porter they had other obligations, and y'all, I just didn't want to go by myself. And I'm feeling a little congested at the moment. And you probably hear the heater in the background too here in the Hara Hotel. So there's probably another thing that's changing the sound a little bit. But I just went to bed at a normal hour on Saturday night and woke up Sunday morning, and then I had decided Saturday night I asked Larry Clive if he wanted to get some supper, and so we went to the meow Mux Room. And y'all had a lovely garden salad and a calzone, which if you don't know what that is, it's kind of like a pizza pie folded in half, but without the tomato sauce. And y'all, I got the cheesesteak calzone, and it was delicious. But y'all, it's too big, so I gave half of it to Larry Clyde, and y'all, he had a giant salad, and he ate that and the calzone, half a calzone. But so after that, came home, and I belched around a little bit, and then I went to bed. When I got home, I had a message from my regular most old most regular gentleman caller. Hey, what are you doing tonight? And y'all, I responded back to him within 5 minutes. Of course, in that 5 minute period, he had gone into a coma, so there was no inappropriate touching on Saturday night. anyway, got up Sunday morning and I had my brofkas, and I had decided on Saturday that I was going to go ahead and leave Charleston on Sunday and go over to the Hara Hotel, and then I'll head on in to Atlanta Monday morning. And but I had the Hara Christmas crema party. So y'all, I made the bacon wrapped weenies with the brown sugar glaze, and some of my sausage balls, and y'all, I have those, and I packed my car, and the Ford Explosion, and I shut down the Fat Cave for the next 10 days, y'all, because I'll be gone that long. And then I, what did I do? Oh, and then we went to the horror crema party. Y'all, we had lots of good food. A few years ago, we were doing like a dinner, and I said, why don't we start doing the like crema party foods, and everybody just bring a little appetizer dish, because there's only a handful of us. I think that we had nine or ten today. We had it at the and we pay one of the bartenders to come in, and we had it at noon, so it was our lunch. And let's see what all we had. The horror group buys a little sandwich platter, and then everybody else brings a little something. And I had my weenies and sausage balls, and there was a vegetable tray, and there was some crab dip and some sort of Mexican dip. And some chips and some sort of little chicken tidbits. I don't know what that was all about. And then there was a lovely trifle that had angel food cake and chocolate pudding and whipped cream and strawberries in it. Y'all, it was delicious. There was a rum cake, and there was some old person. It was like going to the old folks' home, to the geriatric home. Granny made some marshmallow fluff, or ambrosia, as he called it. Y'all, ambrosia to me is sliced up oranges and coconut with some cherries thrown in, but his idea of ambrosia is different. And there was something else. What else was there? I don't remember. But y'all, it was real good. And so we had our lunch, and we had a little horror meeting. And y'all, then we had the gift exchange, and Big Fatty had found a set of six of the rainbow flag colored mugs, coffee mugs, and I had put some little treats in some of the coffee mugs, and Miss Porter ended up with that one, and Big Fatty ended up with a kind of a lambskin throw. Y'all, it'd be just lovely for Big Fatty's big chair. And it came with some of those Ghirardelli chocolates. And but y'all, we had a real good time. Had one cocktail. Of course, it was noon, so that was enough. And I was driving, so then I came home and washed up my dishes from the bacon wrapped weenies, and I got on the road and drove over to the Horror Hotel. And y'all, I registered, and as soon as I got in my car to go park at the room, y'all, my phone rang, and it was one of the owners of the Horror Hotel. Hey, Big Fatty, are you interested in going to dinner? I said, dear Gussie, are you watching me? He goes, we just woke up from a nap, but we heard you were coming. And if we had known sooner, we'd have baked a cake. But anyway, I said, I've already had rum cake. But y'all, we went to dinner. And y'all, now I've been watching the Survivors. And there's been some... Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I think I'm the... there's only a handful of people staying here. Tonight, of course, it's the you know, a Sunday night in December. They were not exactly having the swimsuit crowd here this evening. But but y'all, there's, you know, as Big Fatty says, sometimes when there are fewer people, when there's less competition, Big Fatty, you know, just is the bell of the ball. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your bell or your ball. So anyway, so y'all, Monday morning I'm heading to the Hatlanta, and I'll give you a full report on the Two I Say Tuesday show. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's sleek, stylish, and the envy of all your friends.
Yes, that is Big Fatty's bell and ball.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.